Susie from Murph, and I'm here with Radke. I'm just going to go around real quick.
My name is Isaiah.
My name is D.
I'm Solomon.
Oh.
Cool. So, you guys are all brothers.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to ask you, does that make it easier or harder to be in a band?
Actually, easier. I'd say easier. Yeah, much easier. Yeah, because, like, you know, we were homeschooled, so we kind of grew up together. And, you know, we're all close, so, like, this is kind of, like, easy, you know.
You don't find that, like, brotherly feuding or anything like that more so than you would with any other person?
No.
And you were homeschooled. Your father is your manager still?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that made it easier for you as well?
Yeah, totally. Like, yes. You know, because there's, like, a home vibe to everything, so everything's, like, super chill.
And you have somebody who really cares about you.
Yeah, exactly.
Was music important in your household? Like, did your dad play or your parents play music?
No, actually, but music was really important. Like, our dad had a lot of music, and, you know, that's kind of, like, what we had, so, yeah, we listened to music all the time.
So, 2015, Dark Black Makeup, you reissued it in 2016 under a different name. Why did you reissue it, and why did you change the name?
Well, it didn't really get put out very much, so we were, like, not very many people heard it, so we're kind of just like, we'll just, like, when we got signed to a new label, we'll just, like, re-release it with, like, some more tracks and just, like, make it a little bit different.
Okay. And I wanted to ask you, if one of you had to quit for some reason, like, you were having a baby or something happened like that, could you replace with another member that wasn't a brother, or would Radke be done?
It'd pretty much be done.
Yeah, it'd be done.
So that's why we make sure that never happens. Yeah. Make sure we're always playing music.
No plans for any of you to quit.
Mm-hmm.
So, you guys are labeled as garage punk and garage rock. Can you give me some idea, like, on punk bands you like and garage bands you like? Maybe just a couple.
Well, we like bands like Weezer and Nirvana and, like, Led Zeppelin and Ramones and stuff. And The Who and stuff like that. Local Age. I don't know, like, that's mostly like Foo Fighters and, like, more regular rock kind of stuff, like the Beatles, stuff like that.
So since you're up here in Seattle, have you visited any of the, like, Jimi Hendrix's grave or Soundgarden or any of the spots that are
unique?
Sadly,
no, but that would be cool sometime to be able to hit that stuff.
You've been up here before?
Yeah.
Been to Portland? That's where we're from.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just found out Soundgarden was a place. I didn't know that.
Really?
It's a place in Seattle that has, I guess, long pillars, and when the wind blows, it makes noise. And then when, I'm not sure if it was when he died or when he was laid to rest, they turned them off, like, turned the, you know, the louvers off, and it was silent. So I live in Portland, I still haven't been there. So last year you were on the second stage, this year you were on the main stage. How did that feel?
It felt really awesome. Like, it was cool to have, like, a really good sounding stage, a lot of room, and, yeah, dude, it's nice to have a different, like, experience the second time we came through.
Better accommodations back there?
Yeah, totally. Really good food.
That's awesome. What are the plans for Radke for 2017 for the rest of the year? You have any big plans?
Pretty much recording. A lot of recording. And a lot of shows.
Festivals coming.
Yeah.
Oh, good. Will we see a release in 2017 or more like 2018?
I'm not sure. Hopefully we can put, like, some stuff out sometime this year. I don't know.
Is there anything else you want to talk about?
I think that was pretty much it. Like, yeah.
Cool.
Still writing songs, rocking it out.
Thank you so much for your time. It was a pleasure.